When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the B List. I'm B, as you know, and I'm here with a very special guest, someone that I've mentioned a couple times on the podcast. If you know, you know, because I'm obsessed with Summer House Martha's Vineyard. It is like my new favorite show. We need a third season. I already said, if you guys aren't watching it, you're wrong. It's Shanice Jordan is here with me. Say hi, Shanice.
Hi.
And so I was with Bria last week and we were talking, and I actually told her that I make up nicknames for basically almost everyone on the show so far. Oh. And so did you ever see the original Spice Summer House?
No, long time ago. Okay. Couple of episodes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're not missing too much. I mean,
yeah.
I now call it plain Summer House, and then I call your spicy Summer House. And
I like that.
Yeah. And Bria is spicy Paige. Yeah, and then because Paige on the show, and then I have affectionately referred to you as Sheen Niece. After everyone said that you're the worst dressed in the house, we have to like take that back. We have to reclaim that.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
We're gonna get into all that because the newest episode just aired last night. First things first, did you have a good Cinco de Mayo? And it was yesterday.
I did have a great Cinco de Mayo. I don't remember too much.
Okay, yeah, I didn't have to ask. I figured. You are a genius.
I definitely don't remember too much. And this morning I was struggling. So yeah, I had a great Cinco de Mayo.
You've had probably a whirlwind past week because I know that you guys just recorded filmed the reunion.
Right.
And we're going to get into that. I know you can't talk about all the details of it, but we can probably talk about like scrape the surface, I guess.
Yeah. Yep. It was interesting.
But the fact that Shanice is here, perfect day to actually be here is because it's the day of Met Gala.
Oh, yeah. Tonight.
I know. I have to like get off the internet. Like on days like that, I have to like log off because it's too many people that would never be there in the same room as these people.
Right.
I have a lot of opinions.
Yep. That's what I'm actually doing today. I'm actually going to my friend's house and we're judging everyone.
Okay. Yeah.
Drink and judge everyone as we're sitting on our couch.
Yeah.
Not there.
So last night, the newest episode of Summer House aired. Just like rundown of everything that happened. Simon was not being mindful of why he was invited to the section. Natalie was being messy upstairs, being TMZ.
Right.
Milo's tearing shit up. Bria and Simon are breaking up while everyone else is downstairs doing the electric slide.
Party. Right. Yeah. No. It was crazy. That was Nick's party, Lux and Bluff. And yeah, I mean Simon, sometimes he just wants all the attention, and I feel like he didn't have that attention since it was Nick's party, so he had to do his little flamingo thing, and he came down at the wrong time, and it was just, I thought it was kind of, I'm not gonna lie, it was funny, because like the flamingo and the little feet on it, had me dying, but like it just wasn't like really the right time to do that, but I saw it as like, oh, everyone's here, like this is perfect for me to do this, but it wasn't. So that happened. That was like the biggest thing that happened in the episode. And then of course, Natalie, she was being messy, which Amir should have told her before going to the house, like, hey, stay out of the drama. Hey, you can talk to the girls and whatnot, but like, don't go around and like get into too much of anything. Like if I had a guy that comes to the house, he's only talking to me and me only, and you can go out and talk to everyone else, but you don't need to be messy, especially when you just got to the house, so you don't really know what's going on.
And also with these shows too is that you only know kind of what you film with people, but then you're seeing kind of stuff that you weren't privy to after the fact, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you're probably seeing a lot more than you even saw in front of you.
Right. Yep. So yeah. I just feel like she was just trying. She was just trying too hard.
Yeah.
She really wanted to be like friends with us, but it was just coming off like, okay,
yeah.
like my friend wouldn't do that though. Like they're not
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
be
yeah.
messy. Like, yeah. So Amir
a lot
should
of
have probably prepped
personalities.
her. Yeah, we do. We all have very strong personalities, like
Yeah.
every single one of us. But yeah, so I just felt like that was a messy situation as well, and she could have just kept her mouth closed and
Yeah.
just hung out with Amir, and
Yeah.
that's it. And she would have been fine. Like you don't see Preston's husband or
Yeah,
boyfriend
it's chilling.
going around and like, yeah, right. He's
Yeah.
chilling with Preston. Like he talks to us, but he's minding his own business.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what she should have done.
Well, speaking of, you guys are obviously all real strong personalities, right? That's I think that's why the magic of this cast is that I don't think anyone's like necessarily trying too hard. It just feels like just naturally works, right?
Right.
And I want to talk a bit about kind of how Martha's Vineyard kind of came together. I've had Jordan on, Preston now, Bria. How did this show kind of come to you? How did you kind of get introduced to the group? Had you been already
Yeah.
going out to Martha's Vineyard? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I've been going to the year before we started filming, so about 3 years ago now, when I lived in New York, we had a friend group. It was Jasmine, me, Jordan, and some other friends of Jasmine, Silas. We would go to Martha's Vineyard for the summer for like a couple of days or so. And then Jordan actually hit me up and she was like, "Hey, Bravo wants to do the show." And I was like, okay, I didn't think it was really, honestly, I didn't think it was gonna be like a big show. Like I've done like casting things like for like The Bachelor and like all that stuff. And it's just like, okay, it's like kind of sketchy. So I was like, oh, this isn't gonna go nowhere. Like whatever. And
Yeah, he didn't
then
either.
now I'm like, oh shit, it's actually
Shit.
like a legit show. And it was just funny because like, honestly, I've been friends with Jasmine and Jordan and Bria from working together.
Yeah.
Bria, actually, she wasn't in the first group when we went to Martha's Vineyard for the summer when I lived in New York 3 years ago. But
Okay.
I actually hit up Bria and I was like, you should do the show. Like, and she's like, okay. Like, you know, Bria, she's,
Yeah.
yeah. So I was
Yeah.
like, all right. So we all just kind of like, we just got
Nice.
casted together as a group.
I love
Some of
that.
the guys I didn't know, like Preston, I just met him at the house. Or
Okay.
actually, I met Preston at Jasmine's wedding. And then
Yeah.
we just went from there. So
Nice.
yeah, it was actually really random.
Who do you find that when you guys aren't filming? Because I find that a lot of the drama at the beginning of the season was kind of all predicated, a lot of it was on the what happened in the lapse between filming seasons, right? Who doesn't talk while filming and who does talk and things like that in different friend groups have formed. Who do you feel like you talk to the most when you're not filming?
Definitely Bria and
Okay.
Jordan.
Okay,
Both.
cool.
I talk to them like every day.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Do you feel like this, because obviously you weren't in the house full time last season. And honestly, I think that that's why it worked also last season, because you kind of acted as an agent of chaos because you would come in on the
No,
weekends
and
like
then
a
I
hurricane
left.
and then just
And
up.
I just left.
Do you ever watch Real Housewives of Potomac?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I always like liken it to Ashley Darby when she was like pregnant one season. So she wasn't like always there and she'd just come in for like 2 hours and filming and she'd be like, anyways, I gotta go.
I
And then
see, I
dropping a
love doing that.
bomb. Yeah.
Right. Yes, I love doing that because I would go home and just like be
Yeah.
to myself and like forget about everything.
Do you enjoy staying full time this summer or do you think it's like funner
Oh,
to drop in and out?
I like dropping in and out,
Okay.
but I like staying. I mean, I had fun full time. It's just a lot because then I actually have to deal with the problems that I
Yeah.
caused. So, I mean,
Yeah.
it was fun though being with my friends for 3 weeks. But it
Yeah.
can, and I'm one of those people that like my space. So like,
Yeah.
that's why I told Bria, I was like, I have to have my own room. Otherwise this isn't gonna work out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, I do like going off to my room and just like sitting there in silence.
Are you an only child?
I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Well,
same. Yeah.
my sister's 13 years older than me. So
Okay, so
basically,
yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Whenever I'm asked, I'm like, yeah, because like she's so much older than so like I basically grew up as an only child.
Got it.
Yeah.
How do you feel like so Silas was absent this season? And I noticed that like obviously a lot of fanfare was right before filming, people were like, yay, he won't be there because now people would see a different side of Jasmine. How
Yeah.
do you feel like his absence changed the dynamic in the house? Because obviously it's kind of a
It's a lot more fun, I'm gonna say that.
yeah,
So
okay.
yeah, and I mean Jasmine, she couldn't, it wasn't, she's still the same, but she's more fun
Yeah.
without him. Yeah,
Yeah.
so, and I mean she couldn't drink because of course she's pregnant,
Yeah.
but she was still like a ball of fun. And she was out with us all night until like 3 a.m. She was still out. So I feel like if Silas was there, that probably wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, true. One person that I feel like really surprised a lot of viewers this season is Summer. And I think that like last season was kind of interesting because the show kind of like operated almost like a competition show that like... I think it was like in the first four episodes, there kept being house votes to kick people out.
Yeah,
and then new people
right.
would keep coming in.
Come in.
Right?
Yes.
But Summer came in and I feel like she was kind of described as this like Hillary Banks, like kind of like more reserved.
That's a lie.
We're kind of seeing a different Summer for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that's necessarily like a bad thing because I kind of think like now she gets to be the... The agent of chaos.
No, it's not a bad exactly. I was like, I'm gonna pass the trophy off to you. because I was just happy I'm not the crazy one anymore because everyone was judging me.
Yeah, everyone gets a
Summer.
Turn,
right? Yes, and it's her turn. And I was like, you know how good this feels? I don't have to get on Twitter and I'm like, blowing up and like, so this is definitely the real her. So I'm glad people are seeing that. No, I'm glad people are seeing that because I don't like to be judged. People thought it was me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm not, honestly, I'm not the crazy one. Like, I might be a little crazy when I get in relationships and a guy does something to trigger me.
Yeah.
And then, I'm going to do something. But like,
just narratives that women are crazy in general is always whack to me.
Right. Yeah. And I just messed with a guy that wanted attention for it.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, I was just so relieved. I was like, it feels good not to be the crazy one anymore.
That kind of happens on just reality shows in general. Every person gets a season. Everyone gets their turn. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
If you were to guess next season, hopefully, God willing, if I think the show will get a second season, I'm knock on wood.
But, me too.
But who do you think that would be the next up? Who do you think would kind of...
I think Bria is going to be the next big one. Yeah. Like just like herself, because I know she's kind of going through a lot now.
Yeah,
people calling her like a brat and stuff, and she just doesn't like that. So I feel like
she's definitely a lightning rod for drama, kind of. But that's that's what makes these shows kind of tick, right?
Right. And Bria is a brat, but I'm a brat too. So like, I mean, it's not like a bad brat, but like she gets what she wants usually. And when she doesn't, she gets mad. Like.
Going back to Summer, though, so we're kind of seeing a different side of Summer, obviously. Lots of blow-ups and stuff like that. One thing I kind of thought about last night is, and I love Summer on the show because I think that she, like, even though she's kind of having these blow-ups, I feel like there's more underneath the surface, and I feel like she's an interesting person to watch on the show.
Right.
But Mariah had to leave after one kind of minor physical altercation, and now we've seen a couple... from Summer, I think it was different people, right? Actually, I think it was it was with Noelle and Bria, but we haven't seen a house meeting about Summer leaving. So have you thought about that? Is that something that came up in the house? Is that something that's kind of on people's heads?
It definitely came up several times in the house. And I believe in the next episode, you might see something we'll agree about and something happens, but it's definitely, it's not fair. I don't think because we voted Mariah out right away and Phil like that same night.
is there like a reason behind that? Or do you think, what do you think?
Honestly, because I feel like it's because Summer is more close to Jordan and Preston.
Yeah.
And I feel like they have such a great connection in the house to where Mariah only had Jasmine really.
Yeah, it seemed maybe like Mariah was only really close with Jasmine, right?
Close to Jasmine, yeah. And then Phil, he was just an automatic, he just blew up. Like that was so I mean, he didn't really have anyone on his side either besides me and Bria, but like I was agreeing with everyone as well. So I couldn't really have his back because he was being ridiculous.
Yeah, shitting in toilets and leaving it. So
right. I mean... Which I honestly, I didn't think that was that big of a deal. Like flush it and move on. Like, like it's not okay. Like if someone did that to me, I was like, okay, you're disgusting. Like I'm not gonna like blow up about it.
Yeah. He was obviously made it right, I think, with most of the people in the house. Mariah kind of had an interesting sit down with Amir last night. Didn't really go, I think, the way that she wanted it to. he was kind of like, they were kind of like in an impasse.
Right.
Do you think he owes her an apology?
It was an accident. So like, I mean, he could say like, I'm sorry. Like I did that, But like, I don't see, I also, that isn't a big deal either. Like, I think he just probably put the clothes in the laundry and didn't realize there's dog clothes in there,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
shut it and then turned it on. But like, I think he should just apologize to her a little more, because he didn't really say he was sorry. Like, he's never
Yeah.
was like, oh yeah, like just say sorry and then move on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do think since it is such a big deal to her, he
Yeah.
needs to realize that and be like, okay, this is a bigger deal. And yes, I do need to say sorry and take accountability for what I did.
Yeah.
So I do think he should say sorry
Okay.
to her.
Preston's been on here. We love watching Preston. Have you guys come close on the show, or is it still pretty much like you and Bria are really good friends and Noelle, or are there like different factions now? So does everyone?
There's like a lot of little cliques. It's like
Okay.
Jordan, Summer, and Preston. They hang out quite often. And also Nick. And then it's
Yeah.
like me, Noelle, and Bria. And sometimes Jasmine goes in between whenever she can. But
Yeah.
I talk to Preston quite often too.
Okay.
It's kind of hard for me because I live in Florida and everyone else
Yeah.
basically lives in New York. But we talk as much as we can. And whenever I'm in New York or DC, I do go see him and get drinks together and all that. So,
Okay.
but we do talk often.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you guys just filmed the reunion. I know you can't talk too much about the specifics, but I'm glad you guys got one.
Yeah, me too. I was really excited.
What if, I guess if you were to describe the reunion in like one word.
Surprising.
Surprising. Okay.
Yes, because there's some stuff that happened and I was like, wait, what? When did that happen? So yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And you'll see it.
Do you feel like there was maybe closure with some kind of issues? I mean, no.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And then summer's in
definitely
like
not.
A couple of weeks. So,
yeah, there's definitely no closure.
Okay.
No, everyone's still the same. Like, relationships haven't changed or anything. We're all still kind of, because I know Noelle and Summer, there's kind of something going on there and they're not
Noelle and
that
Summer.
Good of friends. Noelle and Summer. Yeah, because they got
Okay.
into it. Was it last episode or last
Yeah.
2 weeks ago? Yeah.
Noelle is someone really interesting on the show. I feel like she just so seamlessly came into the show. Like, it didn't feel
Right.
forced. It feels like she was kind of a fish out of water because she's so, like,
she fits
very
in so
southern.
well though.
It's
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
perfect.
But she fits in so well. It was crazy. I'm like, why do you fit in so well with us?
It's a
Like, it
southern
was
thing
kind of,
too, right? I think she's
yeah, it
originally
might be.
from.
She kind of came, yeah, she's from Georgia. But she
Right.
came from like, she's only friends with Summer and they've only hung out twice. So it's like,
Yeah.
oh wow. And she didn't like judge anyone when she came to the house. It was just like a warm welcome. It's like, hey, like she's there.
You know what she reminds me of? I call her Baby Phaedra. She gives,
Oh,
right? Doesn't she kind of have like a young Phaedra? It's just something.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, I
That's
love
fun.
it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I love Noelle. I actually connect with Noelle a lot more than Bria sometimes. I'm like, oh.
Okay. I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fun. Switching gears, I guess, talking about other Bravo shows, right? Do you watch a lot of Housewives shows? Did you watch a lot of Bravo shows before?
No.
Okay. Wow.
I did not watch any reality TV before this,
Wow.
really.
Okay.
But I just started watching Housewives of Potomac. And then, of course, I'm watching Summer House.
Yeah, for sure. So, I feel like your show is kind of a perfect blend of like Potomac and Summer House for some reason. I can't. It's just like
Right.
the vibes are. Yeah.
Yeah, but Housewives of Potomac, those girls are messy.
They're so
It's
messy.
So funny. I'm like, oh my God.
Did you start
Like,
from the
just
beginning?
petty. I started like season, I think 4 or something. Or no,
Okay.
Housewives of Miami I started when Giselle, or not Giselle, what's her face? Evelyn
Alexia?
comes back. For
Alexia?
Housewives of Miami. Yeah,
Larsa.
Larsa. Yeah, not Evelyn.
Yeah.
Larsa, Evelyn's best
That's a
one.
good
I
one,
was gonna
right?
say.
That's a good
Yeah.
one.
When she comes back, that's when I started for
Yeah.
Housewives of Miami.
And she lies.
But
You have to keep watching. She's a fucking liar. She's talking
is
to, like, they're
she?
like, did you get a BBL? She's like, no. I'm like, please. Please. Larsa. Yeah.
Larsa.
That show is
But
nuts.
Housewives of Potomac, I just watched a new season that just
Okay.
ended. So I just started from there.
That one's
And
not
I
that
need to
good.
go
You gotta go
back.
back. Yeah, because
I
this
yeah, I
is
was gonna
that
say I
was
need to go back.
yeah, no. And then I also think you would maybe like, well, obviously Atlanta. You should watch
Yeah,
Atlanta. Yeah.
I should. Okay.
Just spend some
I'll have
time.
to.
Spend some time. Maybe that's why your show is so good, because maybe I don't feel like a lot of these people really watched a ton of reality TV to like
Yeah.
research. They kind of just are going
Research.
in.
No, I just
Yeah.
go in. Maybe I should have.
You
But
should
yeah, no,
have, but whatever.
yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I just went
Yeah.
in. No idea. But now I'm like starting to watch it a lot more.
Yeah. Do you feel like a little more seasoned after having two seasons under your belt now? Do you feel like you kind of get the way that things go?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yep. And this is
Cool,
my
cool.
first full to like full time on the season, so like yeah.
Yeah.
Like I didn't
And
realize it's exhausting.
it is, yeah. And I know some of the people on production too. I mean, I know Nick Prescott, right? Your producer. So
Yeah. Yep.
yeah, seems like a really
Yep.
great
He's
production
a
crew.
showrunner.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's super nice. The showrunners are really nice. All the producers,
Yeah.
everyone has been like family, so it's good.
Switching gears a bit. I know we talked a little bit about lists for this week, so we're going to switch gears and talk about our lists because we have a Venn diagram overlap on one of these this week. My thing this week, and I need you to describe, not describe this, explain this to me like a Milo. Like explain to me like I am a golden retriever or something, because I have no idea what the beef is. Drake and Kendrick Lamar. All I'm saying,
Yeah.
I don't know. I've not been online this weekend and people were talking about it. I was like, are they beefing? I don't know. It's just like, what's going on?
It started off with the Drake and J. Cole.
Yeah, right.
And then yeah,
And
and
then
then
J. Cole bowed out. But J. Cole was
that
like,
yeah, and then J. Cole's like, I'm done.
yeah.
So I haven't heard any like new disc records from him or whatever. But now it's Drake and Kendrick just going at it, like
Yeah.
back and forth. I think every day there's been a new diss
Yeah.
song like coming out. And I'm like, what is this? I think there's actually a new one that just came out yesterday called like Us. And he
Yeah.
said Drake has a kid that's 11 years old. And
Yeah.
like,
And then also something about pedophilia. I'm just like, oh my God,
I
this is
just listened
getting.
to it this morning. I got sent it last night. I was out, but I listened to it a little bit this morning and I'm like, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
And then now Drake is saying that Kendrick's lying and like all this stuff, and like the album cover is was a lie, so Kendrick had to like remove the album cover, like make another one up or something. It's a mess. Like
Wow,
honestly, it's like petty. Like
yeah. It's
it's so
like
I'm
chick drama. They were like,
It is,
that's
but Kendrick is definitely winning the disc records because
what I
they're
gathered.
the
I'm good.
beats, yeah. His beats are like so good. They're so good. And Drake's not.
Yeah,
I'm
I
like,
like the beat.
okay. Yeah,
I like the
but
beat. You probably didn't get that because you don't watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, but that's a Real
I
Housewives of
don't watch.
Atlanta.
Is it?
That's
No,
a
now I'm
reference. I
watching.
like the beat.
I'm like, what
You gotta go
now I'm
back.
gonna have to watch it.
Yeah, you're gonna.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to go back and watch Atlanta because you're gonna love Sheree.
How many seasons does that one have?
They have like at least 10. No,
They
they have
do?
at least
Okay.
like 15,
Oh,
but
jeez.
it's like something
Okay.
like that. It's like 15 or something like that. But they're like the early seasons, so good. You're gonna love
Yeah.
Sheree.
Okay.
You're
I'll
gonna
start
love
with one.
Phaedra. You're gonna love Kim Zolciak. I just, I'm after
I'll
you
have
watch
to update
some,
you.
we're
Yeah.
gonna have to follow up and then we're
I'm
gonna.
gonna watch it tonight.
Yeah. Another thing that, well, I was gonna say also with just like the Drake Kendrick thing, I do know that Kendrick's winning. That's the
Yeah,
gist of what I'm
by
getting.
far.
But Young Money's been down bad because like this is now two for two. Like Nicki was losing her beef.
Yeah, Nicki, and then it's I don't know like what happens to make this like all go off, and like I'm not
Yeah.
sure, are they texting each
You know
other and
what?
like
I think Meg started it all. Because
yeah, no,
Meg had that one
honestly,
song.
because that one song, yep, and then now everyone's just like going
Yeah.
at Drake and
I mean,
it's
I'm
a
Team
lot.
Meg. I'm Team Meg.
Yeah.
I'm Team Stallion. I'm sorry.
Nikki, I like
Oh, no.
yes,
Okay.
yep,
All right.
definitely.
Okay, second thing on my list this week that I'm really obsessed with, and I just binged it in like 24 hours, was so Selling the OC. Selling OC? Is it Selling the OC? Selling OC.
Selling OC, I think. My friend just
Have
told
you
me
watched
I need to
this?
watch it. I haven't watched the new season, but I do watch like Selling Sunset or Selling Sunset. Yeah, I've watched that all the time.
This one is like it's like Love and Hip Hop OC. It is so messy.
Oh my god, no, my friend was telling me. She's like, no, you have to watch it.
Drug allegations, adultery, gay like rumors, some, threesomes.
Yeah, threesomes.
And they're like fighting in the lobby of the office with the shit. People are like, can you close the door? I'm like, bitch, it's like 3 p.m. And it's a mess. It's so good. You have to watch
it. I have to watch it. Yeah, that's another. I have so many shows to watch.
Yeah. And you can like binge it, like, because there's only like 8 episodes and they're like 30 minutes.
Right. Yeah. That's why I like Selling Sunset, because I would just sit there and just go at it.
They don't even be like selling homes. It's literally just like, no, oh, and by the way, they sold a home. And they're just fighting.
They're just fighting. It's just fights.
Fighting and fucking. It's a mess.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm going to have to watch it. That's
because my stamp of approval this week.
Okay. I'm going to watch that. Dang. I have a lot to watch.
I'm interested in knowing what else is on your list this week.
The Circle. I've been watching The Circle.
Okay. So I watched first season of that. And then I never caught up with it again. I don't know, something about it, but maybe it's, if you say slow. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. This last season, so they have the new one. They have
this is where AI. They live in the same apartment complex, right?
Apartment, but like, and they
can't, talk
like,
through a computer.
Right. Yeah. They didn't have to try to figure out who's real, like if he's a catfish or whatever. Yeah. This time, though, they have an AI. Yeah.
That's smart.
Right? Isn't that good? It's so good. And they have to try to figure out who's AI. And then I think I'm on like episode 4, so I'm not all the way done with it yet, but they figure out who is AI, and the AI is like really good, and they think it's another girl. It's so crazy. It's good though.
Can I finish? Is it like 8 episodes? Is it like something short?
Yeah, it's pretty short. I should say there's like 10. They like come out every Wednesday or something. Like it's like one of those that's just
long
now.
It's not too long. My ADD my acting up when I have to sit.
Right. No, my favorite show though is Love is Blind.
Oh, that one's so good. That's fucking
I
mess.
I want to go on Love is Blind.
You would eat. You would eat. You would absolutely be like, I'm getting engaged. Like, it'd be like the first 2 hours in.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah. Like, after we have sex, I'm like, okay, I like we're getting married.
Okay, now. I like the last one. What city was it? It was like North Carolina or something.
North Carolina. Charlotte, yeah.
They were good. But the season before that was Houston, and they didn't give. The Houston one?
That one was really boring.
Yeah, and only like one couple ended up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This last one was spicy.
Good, spicy as hell. It was so good. I'm obsessed. Right. That show is so fucking good. I can't.
No, it's so good. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know why, but it's like addicting. I would just like fast forward it though to the wedding just to see. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, you can't do that because the best part is when they finally have to live together and then they'd be going out.
That's exactly. They and then go they're out, like, I'm going like out with whole, the dudes. Yeah, it's a whole I'm going out. It's a whole shit show.
The guy comes like, home at 5 in the morning and she got his location.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
And then he gets caught lying. Like, oh my God, it was so good.
Like, and that's how you know, because it's like white women and she's like actually asking questions. She's like, where were you? It's like, where she's better you? Than I was. Where do you mean? Right. Where the fuck were you? Like, I would have been on the phone. Like, he wouldn't even be in the house.
I would have, right. I would have been like, outside the house. Here. Oh yeah. I can't wait. See, that's how I am. I can't wait. Like, I can't keep my mouth closed. I blow up like right then. Like, if I see something, I'm like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, exactly. Third thing on my list this week is Real Housewives of New Jersey just came back. Now, I know you probably don't watch this one, right? You don't?
No.
Okay.
No. And I heard
they're messed too.
They are. It just came out last night, right?
Just came out. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Used to be my favorite. It kind of had a slump, but it's looking good. I'm excited for it. So that is making my list. Yeah.
Okay.
But you have other homework first.
All of them. I know. Yeah. Let me watch Atlanta first and then
go. Yeah. Baby steps.
Yes.
I want to go over to the bonus episode. We're going to jump over there. I want to talk about superlatives. I want to play Summer House Martha's Vineyard superlatives with you. I want to ask a little bit about some other questions about Bravo celebrities. You know, I know you don't watch all the shows, but you weren't at BravoCon last year, were you? Or
no.
No? Okay. No. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about, because I know there's going to be future ones, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Other shows. Let's go over to the bonus. I want to... give you a chance to tell people where to follow you on social media. Do you have any other appearances, anything coming up besides, I guess, the reunion, or what are you What are you working on?
The reunion, of course, that's coming
Yeah.
up. But other than that, I'm actually just chilling, trying to find a new job.
Okay.
I
Well, you
just moved
have
to
a job. You're
Florida.
summer. You're
But right, well, yeah, I just moved.
Shanice.
I just moved to Florida, so I'm like trying to enjoy
From
that.
Arizona, right?
From Arizona,
Okay.
right? Yep. So I'm trying to do like some appearances here, like maybe some like workout classes. I'm into fitness,
Okay.
so I'm actually trying to get my Pilates instructing license so I can teach Pilates.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get into the fitness side of things, like the whole influencer side of everything. But yeah, I mean, my Instagram is just my first and last name, Shanice Henderson underscore. And it's the same on TikTok, Shanice Henderson underscore as well. And I
Yeah.
think my Twitter is the same as well.
Awesome.
It's Shanice Henderson. Yeah.
Cool. I love knowing the fitness thing. I didn't realize that. That makes a lot of sense
Yeah.
for you, especially like maybe doing like fitness bras, even though you don't always wear bras on a show. Well,
Nope.
we love that, but I see like athleisure in your future. I love that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. I do want to come out maybe with like my own
A fitness
clothing
line.
line or yep, a fitness
Yeah.
line with just a bunch of different fitness things. A sport, like an energy drink too, that would be cool.
Yeah, because you have the energy.
Interesting.
Maybe something that mixes with tequila.
Yep,
There you
exactly.
go.
I have
Yeah.
to work with
Oh
was it Lover Boy? So yeah, do
my
something,
God,
the
yeah.
same thing. Yeah. So
And I
we'll
also
see what
want to
happens.
ask you a bit about the other Summer House people and all that, but we'll talk about that on the bonus.
Okay.
And guys, you can get the bonus episode by going to patreon.com/theblist. Subscribe there. You can get this and other bonus episodes there. And also on this bonus episode, I also talked to Bria, Shanice's housemate and bestie. So go to the bonus and you can listen to both those interviews there. Really good stuff from Bria, really funny moments, and we're gonna talk over there. I love you guys and thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave a rating and review and see you on the B side. Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.